Remember how he jumped in? Saul. There was Barnabas' strong point. He was always looking for the one who is rejected and to find something good because he was a good man. When nobody could find something good in Saul, he found something good. Now when nobody can find something good in John Mark, he still thinks he got something good. So his personality naturally was to protect John Mark and say, no, I insist we give him a chance. And Paul insists that he cannot take him based on his principle. You will violate my cardinal principle. Clash. They decided, well, in that case, let's have two missionary journeys. You take one, I take the other. So, end up two missionary journeys, and Paul took Silas along. Why was that? I believe that even though it looks human, I believe it was of God, because in every relationship and friendship you form, you can also sometimes come under the shadow of it, and you cannot reach your full potential because the same relationship that helped you is the same relationship that can now be pulling you back. Isn't that funny? The same relationship that helped you becomes now the same relationship that holds you back. And maturity is when one recognizes that your son and your daughter has grown up. They are no more your little babies. Because parents, your children that are your little babies from small, you wash them, you cleanse them, you change your nappies. As they grow up, you can ask every mother. Giving them up is as hard. Letting them go is difficult. But if you don't let them out from under your wings, you will rob them of a chance to mature even more without you. The whole basis of your training and teaching them is so that when you are gone, they will still remember the principles you taught them, practice them yourself. So a relationship that starts well needs to know how to shake hands and say, look, I think we have outgrown each other. Let's bless one another and grow further. And it's hard for friendships to do that. But depend on what kind of friendships that you form with people. Are you the domineering type? Are you the possessive type? Or are you the give and take type? And you know how to allow a person to defer, because remember this, nobody is right all the time. When you disagree and you think that person is wrong, 10 years later you may find that person is right and you were the one who is wrong. But doesn't feeling right makes it right? No, it doesn't. Because in the end, the years pass by and God will show who is right and who is wrong through the fruit of one's life. And it's important in every relationship to learn to let go as we learn to hold on. And that is why in any friendship you form, Christian friendship you form with people, it's important to learn how when someone outgrows your shadow, and you know in your own heart that your interference, your friendship could interfere in them being learning some things independent from you, you need to learn to let go graciously as you had to help graciously. Because a person needs to grow. That's, I believe, what God stirred up. But there's a good ending to the thing. In the end, in 2 Timothy, Paul, in his time when nobody remembered him, when everybody has forgotten about him, and 2 Timothy is his last epistle, He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. When a lot of people don't even remember him anymore, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 11, he says, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. That's approximately, you know, in the time on the date of 2 Timothy. Now, some little dates that I have jotted down to give us an approximation of time. First and Second Timothy was written about AD 67. AD 67. And the time of Acts 15, when they parted ways, was about AD 53. So in a way, Barnabas and Paul's friendship lasted from AD 38 to AD 53. Now after that, I'm sure they keep in touch, but they don't work together anymore. That would be a period, a friendship period of about 25 years. And then from Acts 15, which is about AD 53, to 2 Timothy, which is AD 67, that would give you a period of approximately 14 years. So, 14 years later, Paul says, Mark is useful for me. You know what? Paul was wrong about John Mark. What happened if Barnabas had went along with Paul and dropped John Mark off? Do you know what could have happened to that young man? He could backslide and never be heard of again. But somebody never gave up on him. Barnabas. 14 years later, Paul realized that he was wrong about John Mark. I mean, it could have been earlier. I mean, that was in 2 Timothy. So he could have known about John Mark's usefulness 4 or 5 years before that. So approximately 10 to 14 years later, Paul realized he was wrong about John Mark. But they were right about parting ways. Because his ministry need to grow beyond what he can grow. As long as Barnabas was with him. You see, Barnabas was like his senior. And you know how if someone is your senior, not necessarily in age, but in position or anything, as long as they're around, you function differently when they're not around. No matter how much you try, as long as you're around, it's still different. God just need to kick this person out of the way, sorry for the expression, to make room. But better still, God move the person out in order for it to be different. You don't believe me? Your children without you and your children with you is different. But why should it be? It must be because they must learn to function without you at some point. Because I'm not talking about when they're babies, you know, neglect them. They will reach an age when you need to let go. And then no matter how much your mother heart cries, you must learn to let them go. Because they must learn to function without you. And no matter how we convince ourselves, oh no, it's the same, you know, I let them go. They just be nearby. When you move out of the house, don't move too far. Move next door. I buy the house for you next door. I pay the deposit for you next door. It's still not the same. Because somehow, you haven't cut the umbilical cord yet. You cut the physical one, but you didn't cut the soul one. It's still different. And it's interesting how God sometimes, one needs to be mature to step out of the way. And it's hard, because you got to watch the person make the mistakes. You got to watch the person go through all those things. But it's a part of learning. No one escapes the school of hard knocks. No one escapes the opportunity to make mistakes. Everyone must be given that opportunity. Even though it's difficult for a parent to watch their children make mistakes. Or spiritual parents watch spiritual children make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. How can your child learn mathematics if you keep doing it for them? No, you got to let them make the mistakes. Let them calculate wrongly. Let them understand what the, you know, all those things for themselves. In life, they have to learn it at that point. So we see the overall picture of relationships, how important it is for open doors. And we realize that the end of a relationship is sometimes a new, a bigger door. Have you noticed Acts 15? That the end of a relationship between Barnabas and Paul was the beginning of a new phase for Paul. Because all the time Paul was under the shadow of Barnabas. No matter how you go about in his ministry, he could be a better preacher, which Barnabas was not. He still would have to be flowing under Barnabas' covering. When Barnabas went off, Paul began to function in a different manner. Because that was his first time. I mean, it can be frightening, but that was in the hand of God. And he launched forth and his ministry took off in a greater measure. He traveled further. And God did different things in his life. It was all a part of God opening doors. So God opened doors by using people. Interesting, God opened doors by also ending a relationship. What opposites they are, but they are. Because sometimes it takes the death of someone so domineering, or it takes the death of someone symbolically completing their work before you move on. Do you know that that is true of Jesus? In Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus heard that John was in prison, he launched his ministry. See, Jesus knew when to start. When to launch into the open door that God has. Because he has to wait till John finish his work. His ministry. He has to wait for that. And then he launch out. It was very important to know. Interestingly, relationships are the basis of open doors, closed doors, or changing of different doors. Some relationships open the doors. The end of some relationships open new doors. Because God opened doors. That's Paul's life. Second point. In God opening doors for Paul, have you noticed that in the book of Acts chapter 11 when you read how the church in Antioch started? Look very carefully. There was no church in Antioch way back until in Acts 11 verse 19. Those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen. So it's very specific as to how the church in Antioch started. It looks accidental. You remember the persecution of Stephen? He died, who was stoned to death in the book of Acts 7, his last preaching, and then he was stoned. And when Stephen was stoned in Acts 8, who was the chief fellow? Saul. Saul was the chief instigator of the whole thing. In fact, the Bible even says in Acts 9 that when Saul went to Tarsus, the church had peace. That shows how much he was a kingpin. Acts 9, verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee and Samaria had peace. When the kingpin was converted and sent home. There was Saul, the gangster, became Saul, the apostle. So all the bad things and the persecution